Hello, Mixed Neck Cases. This is Nuke Chas, and I've got day two for the dog days of podcasting for you. And you might be hearing some sounds because I'm actually working on preparing dinner while I record this. And that's going to play into my dinner and a movie. But first, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what's going on today. So tonight, I get a chance to record with the Idjit Cast crew, which is an intro cast. What an intro cast is when somebody wants to rewatch an old show with brand new viewers. So these people, they are newbies, they have never seen the show before, and they are experiencing it for the first time. And I just realized I put that way too high. That's not good. I need to bring that down to like about six. There we go. Anyway, and then they have guides that help them through. And this show, they are watching Supernatural, which is why they are called Idjitcast. And they're in the middle of season six, which is not such a great season. Lots of dull episodes. And I get to record with them for The French Mistake, which is a very meta episode. And it's a lot of fun. Basically, the boys get thrown into an alternate dimension where they're in Vancouver and actors going by the names of Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles filming a show called Supernatural, where their life is a TV show. And it's super meta, and I love anything that gets meta. Like, when things get meta, oh man, it's my favorite. I mean, my favorite X-Files episodes are the meta ones, you know, Hollywood, is it Hollywood Babylon? The one with Taya Leone and Gary Shandling, and X-Cops, those are like two of my favorite episodes. I absolutely love those. They're so amazing. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be a good treat for them because they just had a lot of really dull episodes, like super, super dull. But let's talk about dinner and a movie, because we're not going to be watching Supernatural for this one. No, we're going to be watching the Netflix CW collaboration show, Riverdale. I love Riverdale, and I know that there's some people that absolutely love it and some people who hate it, but it's a show based on the characters of the Archie comics, and it is brought into such high teen drama. It is the most CW show that has ever CW'd. And yo, Doug, I heard you like CW angst drama shows, so I put some of that in your CW angst drama show. I mean, it is to the walls, crazy, crazy teen drama. I love it. And I love the fact that we're dealing with characters that we all know already, because everybody knows Archie. I mean, even if you don't read comic books, you know who Archie is. Everybody knows Archie, and we know these characters already. The only characters that might be unfamiliar to some are characters like Kevin, who is one of the, I say newer, but I mean, we're talking a comic book that has had so much history. One of the newer characters. And I love him in this, and I like how he's just not a token character. He is there, he is gay, he is exactly who he is, and he is awesome, and I love it. I love they've added some diversity to the show. So, you know, some of the characters who are white in the comics are Latina, or they are black, or whatever, and I totally dig it. There's some poly vibes going on that I don't know if they're going to explore or not, but I'm there for it if they do. Some references to Stranger Things, which was really cool, with Big Ethel. It's great because all of these characters, they're the characters that you know from the comics, but you end up, you know, seeing them in modern day, in a new light, in, I don't know, it's just, It's really neat, and I'm not going to spoil anything that's not in the trailers, but, you know, there's this big murder mystery that's the driving force for the entire season, and it's really fascinating, and I'm all in. I am all in. I am digging their portrayal of so many of the characters. Jughead is amazing. He is not just a doofus buffoon, but he is, you know, the awkward loner type, even though he has Archie as his friend. And you've got Luke Perry playing Archie's dad, which is fantastic. The Lodges are like mafia types. It's really cool. I love it. It is so much fun. And the only thing that I really had a problem with is when it started, you know, Miss Grundy's hot. And that was like really weird for me. And there were a couple of things with that storyline that really bothered me. But if you haven't seen it, it will pay off. Eventually, the Ms. Grundy stuff will pay off and you will understand why she's hot. And it works. It really does work. So I highly recommend you check out Riverdale. It's on Netflix. It's a lot of fun, and I don't know, it's, you know, turn your brain off a little bit, but there's still some interesting plots and characters and politics going on. And the neat thing is, yeah, it's a teen drama, but I'm seeing all walks of people enjoying this, not just teenage girls. It's different ages, different genders, different backgrounds. So many different people are able to enjoy this, and it's accessible because, like I said, we all know Archie. So what are we pairing this with? Well, you are going to go to Pop's Chocolate Shop and you are going to get yourself a nice greasy cheeseburger, some good fries. That's what you're hearing right now. You're hearing the popping of my of some oil in the Dutch oven, and you're going to get yourself a malted milkshake to go with it, because with a red and white straw, because, you know, nothing is more iconic than Betty sipping out of a red and white straw in her milkshake at Pop's. So there you go. Riverdale, cheeseburgers, fries, and a milkshake. I totally think that you will enjoy this.
Nutty Bites is produced by Mimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.